Hi, I'm Steve Thompson, the CEO of Johns Hopkins Medicine International.
And I'm Elizabeth Tracy. Steve, in your blog this month, we're going to start with something that I think is just a really fascinating idea. You talked about, should hospitals actually be spending all that money they do on advertising? Is it really helpful?
The piece that I wrote was really in reaction to the cycle we were in of the U.S. News, Best Hospitals, Honor Roll, and other surveys that had come out about ranking hospitals. And someone had asked the question, should those data be used for advertising? So it is my thought that hospitals do need to advertise.
Well, that's certainly going to make a lot of ad agencies very happy. But tell me, what is your thought process behind that? It seems like it's a lot of money that gets spent. And I guess one criticism is it could be spent on patient care.
I would sort of turn it around and see that sometimes advertising can be a very effective education tool. We find that in the complexity of medical and healthcare issues, that people often don't know on what basis to make decisions.
And so you think it helps if they see ads that actually describe what a particular hospital purveys and that it might rank in along with its neighbors?
I think it's one of the many inputs that people should use in making decisions. I'm in no way suggesting that anybody should see an ad and use that as the only piece of information that they use, but it certainly can help to begin to describe the kinds of information that are helpful in making a very important decision.
I guess another criticism I've heard about these ads is that sometimes they're pretty manipulative, that certain pieces of the data are taken out and brought forward, and oops, it doesn't really tell the whole story.
I think that manipulation exists in advertising for all sorts of goods and services. Again, the educational aspect of it is something that's important, so people are able to discern what is hype and untruth versus what is actually valuable.
So what's a savvy consumer to do?
Get information from various sources. Don't rely on any particular one. Some of the sources that are important for people are online resources, talking to friends and neighbors, and really incorporating your own experience as well.
Okay. How about the previous blog post before this one? It was on 7 boardroom conversations. So going from the consumer level then to the management level, sure. And what's important for folks who are managing hospitals to talk about?
The issues are both quantitative and qualitative. We have a global healthcare person power shortage. Nurses, physicians, and other allied health professionals really are at a shortage in almost every country. So there's that quantitative issue, but then also qualitative issue that, again, is not unique to healthcare. How do you find, train, and retain the best workforce? So that's a very common theme.
I'm really interested in your global perspective on this one. How does this change? Maybe you could offer some specific vignettes about places where you've been where it's looked this way. These are personnel or training issues, and other places where it's looked an entirely different way.
One of the areas where it's highly variable is in the area of nursing. We've talked about it on previous podcasts, and also I've written about it, that I think it's both one of the biggest challenges and the biggest opportunity for us globally is to enhance the level of nurse education, nurse training, and ultimately the role that nurses play in our healthcare system. It's a vastly underutilized resource that can help improve quality and improve access to populations all over the world.
Would it be your opinion that we should empower nurses more with more autonomy, secondary to more education?
I think the first step would be to actually provide more training and education as it relates to nurses in leadership roles. And I think from there, the structure can expand and allow the upskilling of the nursing workforce to be a more effective participant in the healthcare delivery team.
And would you share another thing that you see as a commonality among boardrooms internationally?
Another one that's very common I see is the way that boards deal with regulation. We often come across as victims in healthcare that everybody is picking on us from a regulatory, a legal, and a public perspective. I see that boards and ministries deal with trying to balance the right amount of regulation in what is ostensibly a very important service industry in all countries. I don't know that anybody has it figured out, by the way, but it is interesting to note that it is a common struggle that boards have.
And of course, regulation is a moving target.
It is. And in many respects, regulation should be doing more and is struggling to keep up with the very rapid changes that are being undertaken in healthcare delivery and healthcare reform around the world.
to that point. Who should be responsible for the direction of reform? How can appropriate reforms be instituted?
Reforms would most effectively be implemented if there was true dialogue and partnership between public sector governance and regulatory agencies and the providers, whether it's public or private, depending on the mix in a given country. I think that dialogue is something that is universally ineffective. From a hospital perspective, it often feels that it's a one-way street, kind of things piling on. And I think regulators feel that they are often disregarded or their importance is minimized by the health sector. So I think dialogue is probably something that, even though it's sort of common sense kind of approach, I think dialogue is something that really needs to be improved.
And is that a place where a board could step in?
I think it is. One of the roles of an effective governance structure is the ability of the board to reach different aspects of society, of government, of other kinds of businesses. So I think that that communication and an effective board can actually facilitate effective communication.
Great positive message. Anything else you'd like to add this month?
One of the other things I've noticed about boards and ministries around the world, and this comes as a very welcome observation, is a much stronger emphasis on quality. I know at Hopkins we've been emphasizing that for many years, as have other organizations, but it's really gratifying for me to see that creeping into discussions in a much more robust way than I've seen in previous years. So that's a very positive thing.
It sure is. Excellent news. That's a look at this month's blog posts. I'm Elizabeth Tracy.
And I'm Steve Thompson, bringing the best of academic medicine to the world.